Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained. Time to be enlightened and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. Tonight, we are back on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with a Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as it always is, just go ahead and program this in your phone, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the audience. I want to say welcome to those of you who have not heard the show before. And to each of you who have been listening for time and time again, my name is Andy Brown. And as always, I live vicariously through you. We're broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, nationwide and globally via internet, each Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Let me just give you my acknowledgments and my thank yous again because of you, my callers, the bloggers, the listeners. Thank you. The show just gets better and better each week, and the numbers reflect that. The live shows, the podcast, I mean, you all are amazing, and we love you. Tonight's going to be no different. It's hot like fist grease, y'all. The summer is just hot. It's Wednesday, July the 21st, 2010, and once again, we're going to keep it right. Tonight's topic, we've been buzzing it on Facebook. We've been buzzing it on Black Planet. We've been buzzing it via friends and family. July is just that month where we're going to see a lot of marriages, a lot of new relationships, a lot of people meeting one another. And you know what? When you're entering that realm of joy, of wedded bliss, you know, they say a lot of things about marriage. People say that love will conquer all things. They say that love is pure. Love is kind. They say that marriage is the sanction that builds on a foundation of love and understanding and honesty and communication and trust. But it seems in this society today, it seems that when the knot is tied, before the knot is tied, actually, unless you bang the bodies, unless the pink cookies have been crushed by buildings, you might not even enter that world of wedded bliss. Now, I know y'all know what we're saying. The title of tonight's show, Closed Legs Don't Get Wed. You've heard the saying, closed mouths don't get fed. If you don't ask for it, you don't receive it. Therefore, we take that into the realm of taking your relationship to the next level. Closed legs don't get wed. If you can't get none, there will be no ring. And I know that there are going to be some that say, you know, it's the right thing to do. No sex before marriage. No sex, period, before marriage. It's in the Bible. There's no need for us to talk about this. The Bible says no sex before marriage. Got that part. For those of you who need to find the scripture, I know it. Check it out. First Corinthians chapter 6, roughly in the middle, I think 18, 19, 20, right around there, and go on down a little further in the book of Corinthians. It's right there. Seventh chapter, verses 1, 2 through 4, I think it's there also. And that's cool. We got that part. We hear this, people. Time and time again, you're going to hear that. But we talking about you. You know, from both women and men, it seems that that relationship seems to be built around sex. Sooner or later, it's going to come into play, more sooner than later. You know, and most of the time, that communication can kind of get messed up, you know, after, you know, everything is cool before you do it. She's great, man. She's cool. I got to get with her. He's just everything I thought that somebody was not going to be. He's not like everybody else. And then you kind of figure out, well, you know, after a while, you know, she tripping. She crazy as hell. He don't understand me. All that. Oh, we got all that. So we go into the realm of what are we going to do about this? I mean, has this become the norm? Closed legs. Don't get wed. If I can't get none, baby, there will be no marriage. Ladies, how you feel about that? Fellas, is this true? And maybe we can flip it a little bit and hear from a whole different perspective as a whole. Y'all know how we do, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the blog rooms hot. HowWasYourWeekend.com was with the Z. That's the community whom we are. If you go to the website right now, you will see myself and the lady who's going to be joining me for the hour out of Baltimore, Maryland, because that's how we do. We nationwide, baby. We talk about it. We get down. We get dirty. Nika, I know you're there. Are you with us?
I am.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good,
ready
good.
To get this topic going.
Know it because it's so true. Closed legs don't get wet. Think about it. I gonna marry you without
oh
getting.
Oh my. That's not true.
Think about it. Think about the society that we're in. People are shacking. They're getting together. They're dating. Sex is first. Sad but true. And we need to hear from people who not only can teach it, but can preach it. Because I know there's people out there that will agree with me and say, yeah, bro, I'm going to test drive this car before I buy it. Period. If you agree with me, get the chat rooms open tonight. Pour yourself a glass of whatsoever you need, because Nika and I are going to bring it to you tonight. BlogTalkRadio.com/HowWasYourWeekend was with a Z. Nika, what do you think about this topic? I mean, honestly, just kind of going off the cuff. We're just going to bring the awareness to the main question. With so much emphasis on sex, do you think that it's a must-have before marriage?
I don't think that it's a must-have before marriage, and I actually know people that are our age that have actually gotten married and there was no sex before marriage. I believe it's possible. It just really depends on who you're dealing with. You know, from a biblical standpoint, it's something that you should not be doing. And if, you know, you go that route, I applaud you. I commend you. But I don't think that that's necessarily true. Now, there's some guys who probably wouldn't marry you without sex. But I don't think that's the end all or be all.
Wow. Okay. Let's just keep it in mind. We're going to keep the reality. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, she said our age, mid to low 30s. You know, we're not trying to rush it. We're going to keep it right there where the low 30s, mid to low 30s. You mentioned something about he's not going to marry you without having sex. So sometimes what tends to happen in relationships is that things are going well. You know, sex is probably involved early on. It's starting to go somewhere. You know, you start to meet the parents. You start to meet them crazy cousins and everything else like that. But then that turn for the worse happens to be where, you know what, he needs to marry me, and I'm not going to give him none until I get a ring. I've had conversations about this earlier this week. What do you think about that? Is that a reality?
I don't think that – okay, let me explain again. I think that may be some people's reality. It's not everybody's reality. I think it's you as a person and where you are spiritually, if that's something you believe in. And then, you know what, let me even take spiritually out of it, because I do believe that there are some people who not necessarily, you know, submit to any type of religion that probably have those same feelings and thoughts. It just, to me as a person, it depends on how you feel about yourself and how you carry yourself. There are some women out there who are getting it on. You know what I'm saying? They jumping off, you know, as my ex would say, they get the jumped off, but they don't have rings either. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that that's a main issue. Now, if it's a guy who is into sexy, very sexually active, that might be an issue for him or that particular mate. And my thoughts are, if you're a person, male or female, and sustaining from sex until you get married is something that you want to do, you might want to choose, you know, somebody who is in that same bracket. But to say, ladies, you know what I'm saying, if you, you know, keep your legs closed, you're not going to get married, that makes it a generalization that all men are out just to get that.
Wow.
And I think, especially as adults now, that, you know, we're getting into, you know, our mid to late 30s at this point, we're getting older, I think it's time that we start thinking about what else comes along with being married. And it's definitely more than sex. Okay, come on. Can she cook? Can she clean? Will she be a good mom? You know, there's so many different aspects to it other than just our sexualities. That's just me speaking. I'm hoping the same for all of you. Now, I have... Go ahead.
No, we would hope so. I'm listening to you.
Yeah. Now, I've had, you know, I am celibate right now, and I am dating someone who is also celibate. And I've heard people say or ask me questions like, well, Dad, what if when y'all get married, the sex isn't good? Well, we'll work on it. But that's not anything that I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about how we connect and if we're good, if we're on the same level, if we're equally yoked, because that's the most important thing to me. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I think the sex part could be worked out. But if we don't get along, but we got good sex, I mean, what is that?
This is true. This is true. I would agree with that. We also have some people who happen to say that, you know what? Everything might be good. The conversation might be good. She might be the perfect cook. She might be the perfect gentle lady. He might be the perfect man, open doors, you know, hug mama when he see her. But after they tie the knot and it just ain't right, what is I'm going to do now? Are we supposed to make this thing work, or I'm just going to have to just take the chance of missing out on pleasing my body?
I mean, my thing is this.
That's the reality of who we are in this society. If anybody can agree or disagree, I'd love to hear from you. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with the Z. You already know, Nika, the phone lines are going to be lit up for this, and they are as it is. So
I'm sure.
It's time. Let's just get right to it. I'm in Dallas. You in Baltimore. We're going to keep it right here in Dallas. I know my man is listening live. Keenan Green, you on with us. Talk to me.
Man, what's good, man? What's good?
Everything is fantastic, man.
Hi,
yeah,
Keenan.
Man. Hey, what's happening, little man? How you living?
I'm good.
I'm just listening to you.
Close, man. Bro. What's that about?
And you know, I agree with the young lady in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot. And she said something that really made sense to a lot of people, a lot of women really needed to listen to. If you are being celibate, you need to look for a man or wait on that man that is celibate. I mean, she said a mouthful right then. That might be a Facebook post sometime this week. She said a mouthful, because I'm going to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm in my mid-30s, you know, true enough. I'm more looking for the woman that knows how to not stress me over nonsense. But
okay.
In the same token, though, you know, I got to see what she's working. I need to drive that car a little bit. I need to put my miles on, you know, on them tires or something, you know. And the same is with her. I need to know what to and what not to. Because once we get married, my thing is I don't want to go out my house for anything. So I don't want to go into my house thinking that certain things that, oh, I don't do this. Oh, I don't do that. No, I'm going to know that before we get married.
Mm.
You know, so I can adjust. If I love you enough to look over it, then hey. But if I don't, I mean, if you can't cook, yeah, I can cook, but you got to be able to cook. You know, if you can't, you know, if you're a missionary person and I like to see what you're working with, like you to put a workout on me, well, you know, that something may not work, you know. I got to see what you're working with. You know, But I also want her to teach, you know, we're in our mid-30s, so I also want her to teach me what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come in there saying, yeah, babe, I know how to do it all, and then we get married and I can't please her either. No, we're going to get that right in the first 6 to 9 days of pace, to be honest with you.
We have a little crunching on the phone, but I think we're good now. I kind of understand where Tina is coming from in the day and age of what Insanity and P90X, you got to be a little bit flexible. So I can understand that. Tina, stick around, man. We're going to come back to you in a little bit. Just stay on the line because, you know, I'm going to have to come back to you and address what's going on. So,
because I got something for him. I went to I guess you could call it a seminar, and it was called The Crucial Questions You Must Ask Before You Get Married. And, you know, what they like sexually was actually one of the questions.
Really?
Like, do you like oral sex? Do you like, and like, yeah, that was one of the questions that you should ask before you get married. So it's funny that you said that because, to me, going to that seminar, I was like, wow, these are things that we don't even think about asking that we should, especially if you're, you know, sustaining and you're not having sex before marriage. So, yeah, we're going to touch on that.
And yeah, we need to.
Yeah, those questions are posted. Those questions are actually posted on my blog, too, so we're going to talk about that.
You know, for those that don't have an incredible blog, I want her to share a little bit about that before we go back to the phone line. Can you tell us a little bit about your blog, Nika?
Yes, it's www.nikathepr.diva.blogspot.com. And the purpose of the blog, basically, it starts of myself. And it's just random things that I see here and I love. And this one, this particular blog I was talking about, a friend of mine, a former classmate from Grambling, called me and was like, I want you to go to this play. And we go to it, and it's more like it's a lecture series. And the pastor was speaking about, you know, crucial questions you must ask before you get married. And I was so blown away. I wrote down every single question and even gave, you know, a little behind-the-scenes story about it. Because the one thing, you know, I know you mentioned, Andy, like this is wedding season. The one thing that I know, even at, you know, I'll be 35 this year, I have a few friends that are either divorced, going through a divorce or on their second marriage, which is kind of crazy when you think about our parents and how, you know, they might have been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years even. And so being in there listening to this, some of these questions that he said that you should ask is questions that I know my friends couldn't have because the reason they were getting divorced or separated or what have you, these were some of the things that was talked about. I mean, he talked about things from how you pay bills, to your educational background, to if you even have any illnesses in your family, then those are things that I don't think I would think to ask. You know, like, does bipolar run in your family? You know, like, who thinks about that? Like, I know I had it, not prior to, you know, sitting there.
No. See, so, and that doesn't matter as long as they're getting something. You know, once they got that piece, then we can talk about what's wrong with you, what you got. But I'm not going to talk about
oh my God! Yeah, that was a mouthful right there.
No, I'm right.
So I'm curious. We need to get some women on the line. Ladies, where are you? Because I need to hear y'all feedback. We got Andy over here and Adrian both, you know, with their men point of view. Where are the ladies? And I don't even necessarily want to speak with the lady who's saying, like, where my stance, where I'm saving it. I want to know about, you know, the woman who, hey, who's sexually active. And it isn't, you know, wanting to save it. Like I really want to know what you think and how you feel about this.
Well,
go to the phone, Andy.
Now the lines are lit up, but the hush fell over Jerusalem. They're listening. They can't believe it. Yes, we're talking about this. We do this every week, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know, this show is designed for you to get an inside perspective on the outside of someone else's life. This is how we do. We talk about the real. And the ladies aren't trying to, and that's okay. That's okay. We can keep the party going. We can keep the party going because I know they're there. I know they're listening. And it's cool. So until someone chimes in, I know the blog room is where it is right now. We'll address the blog room in just a second. But what Nika said was something else, was something important. Sometimes you really don't hear what the ladies have to say. And this could be, and I'm hoping I get a response from some ladies, is maybe it's the fear of the rejection. Maybe it's the fear that if I don't give him some, he gonna leave me. If I don't close the deal with something that's going to make him feel good, he might go get it from somebody else.
Woo!
He goes away. This is what I need to overcome, so I'm going to put it on him. That way he's going to want to stay with me. A hush going to fall over Jerusalem tonight because we're teaching and we're talking tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Cannon, would you agree with that as a male figure?
Man, I agree, man. And I also heard, you know, some homegirls of mine say, closed wallets don't get legs open. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, that game pimping, you know, women are the true pimps. But now they want to, in their 20s, they, you know, they did their thing, and you know what I'm saying, they got their groove on because they were young. Now they get a little older, like, I need to slow down, who case might be, you know. But truth of the matter is, sweetie, you know, what you did in your 20s was in your 20s. When you're dealing with grown men that got options, you need to conversate with that man. Because what you don't do, another woman will. Jodine is around the corner. You can best believe that. She is listening. And, you know, you got cougars out there that don't want no strings attached.
Cougars?
You know, so you got to really think about the water that you're treading in. Because on the long run, the woman is the one that's going to get hurt on the long run.
Wow. Nika, what are your thoughts on what we're talking about? I'm going to get to the phone lines in here in just a moment, but go ahead and talk to us a little bit about what you're hearing from these young.
As much as I love Keenan, I just know that he definitely would not be the man for me. Because I'm not going to have you, you know, pressure me and put me in that box where you feel as if, you know, hey, you're not another, you know, another woman will. I'm not, you know, just any woman. So to me, I feel like you're missing out if you can't wait for my goodies.
Well, hold up. And I'm not saying, what I'm saying is that's just the rule of thumb. But my
okay,
thing is,
in your world, because where I come from, they're
way. No, that's just men in general. It's not in my world. It's just men in general. My world is I have no problem waiting, but my thing is don't tease me and make me wait. If that's your lifestyle and that's what you want to do, I'm like this. You're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it regardless. So I can use this 1 month to 2 months to get to know you. I ain't got to be exclusively dating you. I can use it to know you.
Why is it only 1 to 2 months? That's it? Like, it can't be longer than 1 to 2 months?
No, what I'm saying is I can learn the other aspects of you. Are you stalkerish? There's a reason. You have to understand, we're in our mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
There's only probably 3% of the population that's still a virgin, okay, at our age group, and most of them Mormons. All right. Now, if you take that away, if you look to college, there is probably less than a 10% of a virgin. So that means if you're a celibate in the middle of your 30s, that means something drastically has happened to you prior to that. So I would like to get to know what might have caused you to be in that matter, so I can understand if I'm ready to deal with what that is. Because women don't forget nothing. And women are the ones that may do something similar that dude did in the past that you guys will punish us for it. So in that 1 or 2 months, you say, you said, great, that's cool, no problem. But let me get to know why you like that, so I can understand why you like that and to respect your decision. And if it's not, if it's, because it, believe you me, if you crazy, deranged, all that, it won't matter. I don't want your booty on that. And I'll be thankful that you do remember me.
I'm going to address the phone line in just a moment because they're listening, but they don't want to chime in.
I don't know why they're scared. We go off.
It happens sometimes. It does, but that's okay. I understand sometimes the subject matter could be a little bit difficult for somebody to handle. I encourage you, have yourself a drink. Be open. Be honest. If you need to have an alias name tonight, it's okay.
Not an alias.
I think we got to keep it real. We got to keep it honest. Love Talk
no,
Radio. How was your weekend? Was with a Z. We're just going to keep it real tonight and talk about the truth. Closed legs don't get wed. Now, as I continue to think about this and as I continue to overlook some of the research that I've done, is it a deal breaker? Right then and there, if sex is not going to happen?
No. No.
We have to take the sex. Is it a deal breaker? Does that mean I have to look for somebody else? If all my other qualities are here, but you don't want to respect the fact that I want to wait until marriage, is that going to be the deal breaker? Talk to me, folks. What are you thinking?
For me, you know what? That's a thin line because I've, you know, of course, I mean, I have a child, so clearly, you know, I'm not a virgin. But it's like if you're willing to, I guess, wait for me, like that just says a lot. You know, that just says a lot about a man and his character if he's willing to wait and to, you know, deal with you and respect where you are. Then there's men who don't and they're just not feeling it, or they think that you saying that is like a challenge, and they're overly aggressive or trying to get with you. And to me, that's a problem because to me, you're not respecting on my point of view, or you're not even really trying to hear it. You don't want to know it, whatever the case may be. I can't get with that. Like,
really?
Deal with me, get to know me. Yeah, deal with me, get to know me, figure me out, and then we can move on from there. But from Jump Street, if I tell you this is my stance and this is how I feel, and automatically you're attacking me or putting me in positions where it's like you're forcing the sex on me, no, I'm not, I can't deal with that.
Well, I got a question. What type of young, what type of dudes have you dealt with in the past that will put you in a situation like that within 48 hours? What signs did you give off for them to put you in that situation within the first 4 days?
I've asked myself that question like a million and one times, and I can't say that it's me, but I can say that it is women out there who do.
I mean, yes, they are.
And if you're used to, it's like you might be batting 1,000. Okay, so say out of 100 women that you tried that same tactic with, if 90 of them went for it and 10 of them didn't, you're going to keep doing it because there's nothing that's telling you that this isn't right or this is inappropriate.
Well, that's true, too. But here's something that I've learned from older people, and women know this is faster than men do, and men know on this aspect as well, but we don't know it as fast, but we are learning it. Within the first 15 to 20 minutes of your true conversation, you know what direction this person is in and how far you can take the conversation to. By the body language, you got to listen to people's body language. So that's why I'm asking, if a dude is coming off on you that quickly, what signs are you giving off? Because ain't no man going to come to you within no first day or so talking about we need to get busy or something. You know what I'm saying? Unless you did something.
You're speaking for yourself, though. There are guys who do it. There are women who have sex on the first day. Like, if that happens, like, don't act like that doesn't, because it does.
I'm not saying that there are not women that have sex on the first
day.
Okay,
so if you're used to going out with women, and every time you go out with a woman, multiple women, you get down the first night, that's what you do, why wouldn't you expect this next person to do the same thing you just did the night before, two nights before, with somebody else?
Well, see, you true and not true. Because, see, now I can speak to some men that I know, and I know a lot of dudes, and they only approach those in atmospheres that's going to do that the first night. Now, there's certain arenas that you know, you may know that may not go down unless it just all of a sudden happens. But you know in certain atmospheres that question can come up that. You know, so I'm still confused on, you know, women need to be honest with themselves.
I've gone out with men that I met in my church and have test me. It's prevalent. I've gone out with men that I've seen in my church. I see you every Sunday. We talk, and here it is. We go out on a date, and are you trying to get with me? Like, really? Really? So it's all over. Like I said, you and the crew of men that you hang out with may be different, but I've come in contact with it a lot. And like I said, it seems to me that as if when I say, hey, you know what, you're a nice guy, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm celibate. It's like, what? Like, that's like a green light to go even further. Like, they want to try it even more. Oh, really? How long has it been? Wow, you're more intrigued. You want to be with me because I've told you I haven't been with anybody.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, you know, if you ain't been with anybody, you know, we want to be that person that may try to put it on you and make sure you stay. But in the same token, though, you have to understand, you're on the northern eastern seaboard, and I'm in the south, you know what I'm saying? So southern men's hospitality is a little bit different. Yes, we still got that aggressiveness in us, but we only aggressive in certain atmospheres. I'm not going to go.
That's not necessarily true. I just moved back to Maryland from Atlanta, and Atlanta guys are the same way. And maybe it's because it's a lot of women in Atlanta, and because it's so many women, you doing things that, you know, to keep in the game and being in competition. Because we out, you know, numbering men like, what, 10 to 1 or something crazy like that. So as a woman, trying to be, you know, celibate and keep it tight, oh, it's difficult, especially if, like you said earlier, you can roll over to the next chick, especially where I live. So maybe I need to live somewhere else. Maybe I need to be in, like, Dallas or another city so I can experience something different.
You'll be coming to Dallas. You know, Utah maybe, that might work for you, but not Dallas. But seriously, though, think about it. Atlanta, the gay capital of America. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a few guys that know, I went to Atlanta a while back, and women, they six straight men in Atlanta. And they will pull on you and little smile. Hey, how you doing? You know, so you coming up talking about, oh, I'm celibate, man, but this dude walks 10 feet later, and these two chicks grab a hold of him. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got caught up in your environment. They're like, shit, all of them must be like this in the A. You know, but in the same token, though, all men are not like that. But all men do think the same. They just put certain women in certain categories. majority of the men that I know or come around with where I'm at, they're not going to go to church just to holler at chicks to sleep with that night. Now, they may hire a chick to get to know her to make cut about a weekend, but it won't be that night. You see what I'm saying? So it's just different environments. You know, you go to the club, it's the same thing, you know? So, I mean, my thing is ladies just got to be honest with themselves. Closed legs won't get weird. Well, guess what, sweetie? 95% of the dudes that you will come across with that are educated men, white and black, okay, they're going to want it. Now, when they're going to want it is a different story. But they're going to want it. So you have to think of the mindset of knowing this and knowing what you want. Don't lie to yourself. Don't go after Dwayne Wade looking dude knowing he's going to want some when you got Steve Russell over there might be patient with you. you got to look at the type of dudes you approach. You know, women got to be honest with themselves.
He's got a point. He's got a very strong point.
Hey, I'm not knocking him or denying that. I just said, like, when I first started, and I'm not going to change my tune on that. Like, when it comes to women, you have to know yourself and your self-worth. And, hey, if this person is not willing to wait, if you are, you know, one of the ones who choose to wait, then he's not the man for you. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Well, you know, keep it pushing. It's okay.
Miss on it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take some callers. We got some people that may want to chime in. We've got Dallas, Texas on the line. We got Baltimore. Let's go ahead and get a lady's perspective and keep it in Fort Worth, Texas. Caller, are you there? Fort Worth, Texas. Phone number ending in 8890.
I'm here.
Talk to me. Talk to us. Who is this?
This is Ebony.
Ebony, we are talking about closed legs don't get wet. Nika's been waiting to hear from a woman. Talk to us.
I had to laugh when I saw the topic because I was like, oh, it's going to be a lot of angry women out there. And I just kind of thought about it. And my initial thought was, you know, what's wrong with waiting? You know, males are always saying they don't want a hoe. So if you expect us to sleep with every male within the first couple of days or not make you wait until we know that you're not going to be just here for a second and gone tomorrow, then why the, you know, issue with when we do it? You don't want a hoe or you just don't care. So either way, you know, that to me is like a, which one do you want? Do you want somebody that slept with a bunch of men or do you want somebody that's going to give it time before she decides to sleep with men? Now, on the other hand, I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, and I told them about the, you know, the blog talk and about the topic, and they were laughing. One of my friends said, you know what, though? That kind of sounds right because I was told by an older she was told by an older friend, actual mutual friend. This lady's about 57 years old, and her ex-husband was a doctor, and he had a woman come in because she was allergic to her husband's semen. She was a virgin before they got married. They had sex, and she had an allergic reaction to his sperm.
Are they still married?
Wow.
So it's like, wow, how do you, I mean, if they had gone ahead and done their thing before they got married, she would have known, well, damn, I can't marry you because I'm allergic to your sperm. You know?
So, be it for me to say, doctor's orders, sex may save your marriage. Whether or not we know this to be true, but based on what happened with Doc and his issue, are they still married?
I don't know. We didn't get that part of the story, but it was just like, whoa, you know, that would be messed up to find out you're allergic to your husband's sperm. So every time y'all have sex, you're going to have a breakout. And I don't know how bad it was, but it's like I know it's got to be uncomfortable.
Okay.
No, I had a friend like that. They got married, though. They had a kid and everything. She would, yeah, She would have take pills and all that stuff to clear herself up every time they had unprotected sex.
Yeah.
So that happens.
That is nasty. Let's keep the phone line. y'all know that. We're going to keep the phone lines open. We were in Fort Worth. Let's go ahead and go to Kansas City. Get a caller from the 816. Caller, you on the line?
What's going on, Andy B?
Talk to me, man. Who is this?
This is DC from Kansas City, bro.
Man, what's going on? I know you've been listening to it. This is my barber, y'all.
Hey.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Thanks. Don't
Good.
Get mad. Is
no,
it true?
No, Andy, this is what I want to say, bro. First thing I want to do is I want to get rid of the myth that if you wait until you have sex, that you will have a better relationship. That's not true. I've been married for 15 years. I got 4 kids. And if it's one thing about men, we'll wait on one because we always have someone else willing to do it while we're waiting.
Okay.
You waiting and you holding back is not going to change anything. I tell you this, though. When you do decide to get married, find a reason to stay married and focus on that. Because sex, money, I love you, he's paying my bills, he's doing this, that, and the other, those things are going to fade away. So the best thing to do is decide, do you want to be married or do you want to be single? Because once you get married, it's a one-time deal. Things don't change. Sometimes they get worse, sometimes they get better. So the thing that you need to focus on is, do I want to be married? Am I the type of person that can handle being married? Because it ain't about the other individual. It's about you, because you're the one that got to deal with yourself every morning when you get up and look in the mirror.
DC?
Yes.
All right, bro. That's real talk. I appreciate you calling, man. Hang on. Stick around for a little bit, if you don't mind. Kenan, did you hear what he said?
Man, did I hear what he said?
Wait. Ladies, closed legs don't get wet. You ain't got to have sex with your man.
Y'all about to make me mad.
Yo, I'm trying to tell him. Josie Bean is on that corner.
He may not have to. But let's think about that. That's a reality bigger and greater than anything that we've even talked about. Daryl touched on something real. Thank you, bro. You've been taking care of me up in Kansas City, up at Clean Cuts, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best barbershops in all of Kansas City. I don't know why I didn't win the hoodie awards. But off of that, that's a real topic. He's been married for as long as he has been and said that. Look, it ain't got to be you. We can wait, but I don't have to. What do you think about that, callers? 646-7-3279. We've been to Kansas City. We've been in Baltimore. We're in Dallas, Texas. We've been in Fort Worth. Let's keep the phone lines open. Caller, Texas, your phone number ends in 4134. Talk to me. Talk to us. Who is this?
Mr. Andy Brown.
Yes, sir.
What's going down? Can I make a comment? I can relate to the last 3 callers you had in, and then they all have good philosophies and good perspectives. Make a comment, because I counsel a lot of people. I can understand both perspectives because I've seen it both ways. I understand the woman want to hold out and wait. I understand the guy want to be, you know, maybe a little more aggressive, assertive, and go full ahead. And I was telling me what kind of transportation you want. You can always go get your old school Pinto Maverick that's beat up, got a lot of mileage on it. Or if you try to get Rolls Royce, you get everybody test drive. You know, they got to run a credit check. You know, you got to do your research, see what you want. You got to make one at a time on a handcrafted excellence. It's like, what kind of people do you want to travel in as a mate? You know, one thing I will say, if I'm going to get a Rolls Royce, hey, I might not get my mileage on it, but we'll take it once around the block, make sure everything. You want to keep it in perspective. You don't want everybody just coming in like a test driver for a Mustang. Oh, nice, but I ain't going back.
a little bit, man. You're breaking up a little bit. I know you're still there. You're breaking up a little bit. We
okay.
might have to. Are you there, Ray?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, on the other hand, I've seen cases where a female will tell a guy, hey, I'm going to wait till I get married, but she was just waiting on him, but waiting on the next guy. Kind of like your boy said, how some women say they won't, but he got another one that will. I've seen some females be like, hey, I'm going to wait till I get married, but got Joe Blow around the corner tightening up and tuning up.
I know
what you know. What?
You know, and you know, ain't no time limit on a relationship, but you know the average relationship lasts 30 to 90 days, and somewhere
wow.
in 30 to 90 days, you gonna figure out, hey, they the one, might be the one, got potential, or they wasting my time.
He's got a good point. He's got a good point. Hold the line, Ray. Thank you for calling, brother. He always has some positive feedback. Nika, I'm going to take one more caller. And I know you're over there boiling right now.
Because I'm waiting for the ladies to say something like, back me up a little bit. Like, the bit of burying us right now. Like, I really need for somebody just to come in. Where's Andy Cakes? Like, where are my girls at?
You want the girls on the...
Yes, we are my girl. Ladies, please call and stand up for us.
All right, we're going to get one of the realists on the phone right now. We're going to go back to the Midwest. Kansas City's finest. Lisa Wilson's on the line. Lisa, are you there?
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I've been trying to hold my tongue. I've been waiting. Sister girl, what's your name? I'm sorry.
Nika.
Miss Nika. Hey, I know you wanted to get a female in here on your side. However, sister, I apologize to you in advance. Because on the real, I think that it's very important for even a woman to test drive the car before she buy it out and take it off the lot. You know what? It's a terrible thing to end up married to a person that cannot sexually satisfy you. And just like the brother said, and it's the truth, you know, the finances and all that kind of stuff can be in order. I mean, you can go and make more money than he does. However, when you come home and you done had a bad day of work, what you need? You need somebody to bring it to you. And if you ain't getting that, you are really messed up and you will be jacked. And who wants that for the rest of their life? Sister girl, I'm very sorry I'm not on your side, but I do, and don't get me wrong, I'm a church going, all my life been raised in the church, believe all that. However, I also know that God does forgive us, and he knows, just like we know, the flesh is weak. So, you know, on them days when you really need it, you got to have it. And if your man, your husband, that you done waited for years and years, can't help you out, you know what's going to happen? You're going to cheat on them anyway. So what difference does that make? I'm sorry to keep talking, but also, sister, I heard you say that you are deciding now to be celibate, but you are a mother of a child. How many women actually decide that they're going to actually do what thus say the Lord and do what the Bible says do and actually wait? I'm sorry, but I have a lot more respect for that person who does it that way than a woman who possibly has gone out, got her feelings hurt, and now this is the route she chooses to take. Sisters, I'm sorry, and if that has happened, do me a favor and test drive your car, because if you had your feelings hurt that one time to make you have that change of heart, you're going to have your feelings hurt again if that man can't break you off properly. And then it's going to be hurt all over again. Hurt is hurt. It don't matter what lane it came out of. Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it.
Man, she said a mouthful.
She really did.
I had to wring the towel out, man. I'm over here sweating. I'm tripping.
Not sweating.
I'm keeping real, y'all. That's the Midwest. That's how we do. for those of you who are just maybe signing in as guests in the chat room or maybe just listening on your phone for the first time, I know you got that look on your face like, what the hell? But I'm pretty sure you're going to need this each and every week. This is your ventilation. Every week we come with the real. Last week, if you missed it, it was the Normal Black America Volume 3. Do we have to use a condom?
Yeah, which, you know, yeah, that was the real deal. And that, I mean, we could talk about this topic all day, how I feel, how you feel. But that, it's not even just like my spirituality is the number one reason why I've decided to sustain right now. Like, it doesn't have anything about past hurts. You know, God has forgiven me for my, you know, wrongdoings. I've forgiven those who hurt me. Has absolutely nothing to do with it. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else but me. So I can't blame anybody. I don't point fingers at anybody. And everybody has the right to their opinion. I can't get mad at you for how you feel. And I hope you don't get mad at me, you know, about how I feel. That's just my life and how I choose to live it. Like, point blank. Furthermore, with so many different, like, this is my thoughts about premarital sex and just sex, period. Every time you lay down with somebody, you giving half of yourself or you giving a part of yourself to that person. And I think that I'm great. I know that I'm great. I'm a wonderful person. And I'm not trying to just give parts of me to this person, that person, that person, that person, and that person, because I think that I'm worthy of more than that. So if I choose to sustain and wait until I feel like I'm more compatible with this person or we're on a level where I feel like I can share me, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not just trying to, you know, test drive, lottie-dottie everybody, because that's not for me. And even prior to having my daughter, I was never really that person. I got down, I did my thing, but I was very selective of who I got down and did my thing with, because there's issues of, like we've talked in prior shows, absent baby daddies and, you know, like, come on, a lot of that stuff could be prevented if we thought about it and took the time to think about who we are and looked in the mirror and saw who we were before we decided to sleep with somebody. That's just me. Like, a lot of the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis could be prevented if we wait.
She's right. She's got a point.
I'm coming from, so.
Nika, I'm going to bring it back to the phone lines. I know that somebody else wants to address Keenan, wants to address myself, and also wants to address you. So let's keep it right here in the heart of North Texas and get the phone lines back open. Caller, 214-8406, you're on the line. Talk to us.
Who on the line?
You are.
Oh, what's going on, people?
Hello.
What's up, this is Michael.
What's good, man? Talk to us.
Nothing. Tuning into the show. I had not been able to tune into the show, so I wanted to catch it and tell you. Good job, sir. I really don't have too much to say on this topic because I'm not wanting to be married, so I'm good with what I'm doing. But, you know, keep up this discussion, keep up the good work, keep it moving.
We appreciate you, bro. Stay tuned, and stay around for future shows. Let's go ahead and get to keep the phone lines open. You know what? We get callers from all over the place. I don't even know where our 850 area code is. We're going to find out right now. Caller, 850 area code, you on the line. Talk to us. You're on the online happy hour.
Hey, I'm calling from Florida, just so you know.
From Florida?
Yes.
I'm trying to say, down there with Luke. Luke is, we know closed legs don't get wet. Talk to us. This is the subject tonight. Closed legs don't get wet. Who is this?
This is Lori. And I want to kind of agree with the host. I don't know her name, though. What's your name, hon?
Mika.
Mika? Okay. I wanted to kind of agree with what she was saying, because I went through a period in my life. I had went through a really long, serious relationship, and after I got out of it, I decided to become celibate, and it made me so settled, you know, and the guys that I were dating, the fact that I wasn't having sex with them made things go a lot better, and I really got to know myself better, and I really found out that I, you know, who I liked, what I liked, what I didn't like.
because when you have sex with somebody, it kind of clouds your judgment if the sex is good. You know, you kind of, you can become, well, for women, I can't speak for men, but for women, you kind of, like, let them off too easy with certain things that you wouldn't normally let them off with. The sex wasn't that good. So I decided to become celibate, and in the process, I met my husband, and I don't feel like I needed to have sex with him in order to know that I wanted to marry him, because I wasn't marrying him for that. I was marrying him for his friendship and the companionship, and it was so intimate, and we weren't even having sex, and that's why, you know, I wanted to get married to him, because I had never got that close to anybody, and I don't think I could have gotten that close to him if we started off having sex, and I don't think that you have to test drive the car, because really, after you get married, that stuff kind of fades off unless you guys are really good friends, you have good communication, and the chemistry is right. Because you can take and marry a virgin, and the sex will be amazing if y'all got a great connection. Like, it's so much different when you start off as friends and you don't have sex. So I disagree with that caller, but what you're saying, Mika, I can kind of relate to it. Because, and then it's another thing of, you know, are you going to respect yourself? Have some respect for yourself, you know? So that's what I have to say. That's my comment.
Well, that's what's up, Miss Florida. I forgot your first name. What was it again, sweetheart?
Lori.
Lori, thank you so much for calling, Lori. I hope you tune in next week when we talk about divorce. I said I do, but I didn't mean it. So just to stick around. The online happy hour, we're going to do it each and every week for you. I mean, real topic.
That is a real topic, because the funny thing is, I'm glad that she said that, because my thoughts is this. When you think about it, have you ever really known somebody to get a divorce because the sex wasn't good? They might not have been having it. She ain't giving me any. But have you ever known, man, my wife's sex is whack. Ah, oh, man, I'm leaving. Like, really? Does that really happen?
Well, if they cheating.
And now cheating,
that's
a whole other story. It might not necessarily mean that it's because it's whack.
You know what? We're gonna find out. Keenan, I hope you hear that.
I hope you hear that.
Oh, Lord. I'm not even, I don't think I'm prepared for what's about to come out of Keenan's mouth.
It's not about what's coming out of Keenan's mouth. Let's start back to the central. E-Dub is on the line.
Hey, now.
E-Dub is on the line. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
We got you, bro.
Okay. How's it? First of all, I'd like to speak to everybody and say, how's the world doing?
Hey, E.
All right, Miss Mika. I think that's your name, right?
It is.
I'm glad you finally got a caller to agree with you. Because we finna get off into this thing real thick. Now, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I must apologize early also. I just keep it real. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to make this short and sweet, Annie. You know how I get sometimes. Oh, and my man Ricky ain't on the line with me. You know, man Ricky, he go hard. But what I want to say is this.
Go hard.
This is what I want to say. First of all, we have to, you know what I'm saying, as far as this, all these point of views are my own. So first of all, we have to say that sex is just part of the credit report. You see what I'm saying? Basically, sex is part of the credit report. First of all, we want to see, are you worthy of my attention and everything? Now, that's only a small package of it. You know, like the lady just called in. Yeah, you have to have does she have a good conversation with me? You know what I'm saying? When I go out with my, when I show her to my people that I love, is she just going to sit in the corner? Or is she going to mingle around and talk to my people or whatever? You ain't trying to have sex with everybody. You just trying to mingle. That's all part of the application also. But us as men, you have to understand those that are out here, we have a better advantage than a lot of women do, because either the men are in prison, dead, or gay. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you all can be selective, but we can also be more selective than you are. So therefore, we have a common goal in mind. We are hunters by nature. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, eventually, after all that hunting, we're going to find the one that we like, but they have to go through the credit application. You see what I'm saying? All lines have to be filled in. There can't be no blank lines. No inapplicables are allowed. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I admire you for what you're doing. I'm not taking nothing from you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not downgrading your choice or whatever. That's great. I'm just speaking an opinion. That, and then on the other note, there are men out here that can have sex with other women and still love their wife and tell that woman, I'm not leaving my wife. I love her. You see what I'm saying? And then you had a question out there, does people get divorced because of bad sex? Hell yeah. Do you get turned down for bad credit? You damn right they do. It happens every day. You just have not found those people, thank God. But I speak to them all the time. And if you really learn a lot, if you got a son, go sit in the barbershop. Some things right. You might hear, some things you might not hear, because they're going to whisper because you're a female. But if you go there long enough or whatever, they're going to tell you what the real is, because a lot of them going to be upset, and they don't give a damn who heard what. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, God put that there for, and he's a great man, he put that there for us, and people abuse it and misuse it or whatever, but you can only exercise and work out so much. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that feeling of euphoria. And then I'm wondering, because I don't know, this is just a good question, I mean, I don't understand a dumb question, but does a celibate woman masturbate too, or do they do not?
But wait a minute, hold up. You know, you're addressing it as if, like, there's only celibate women. There are celibate men.
Well, okay, I want to ask the nation, or all the listeners on the blog and everywhere, Tom Joyner, the morning show, Steve Harvey, the Andy Brown, how was your weekend show? Do celibate people masturbate? Because you're still having sex, but you get tired of your damn self sometimes, don't you?
So do you want me to answer the question for myself? Or, you know what I'm saying?
My
process has been definitely that, a process. It hasn't been an easy task.
Well, I don't know. You can ask it if you want to, or another celibate caller can call in. It's just something that I would like to know. I don't know. So it's just something that I would like to know.
Maybe we should go to the phone lines and see if somebody can address not only that question.
I don't know. You can ask it if you want to.
Stick around, man.
Okay.
I have to come back to you in just a moment. We have a call. Yeah. Go ahead.
I know females who say that they're celibate, but they do sell and buy, but they best friends. So you said a mouthful then when you said if you celibate and you masturbate, you still having sex. You said a mouthful, because I know a lot of women that say they abstain. But Bob is always there. Always. So they're thinking about somebody. They're thinking about somebody.
let's keep all the party right, going. This is how we do.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and address that from my own personal experiences. It's just, you know, the ease, some curiosity. I mean, it really depends on the person. and you and how it goes. Like, I was a, you know, sexually active person. I love sex. So it's not like I don't do it because I don't like it. I love it. But for my own spiritual belief, I'm not doing it. But it definitely was hard. And in the beginning, oh, yeah, I masturbated. It was like, I think I did it every day, every chance I got, because you missed the urge, you want it. But I researched it, and I realized that masturbating was wrong. It was the same thing. So I stopped. It took a while, but I stopped. Now, there are some women that I know that are celibate that they don't have the same urges. Like, their sexual experiences were different for me, for, you know, than mine. Like, they might not have ever, you know, had great sex. It was always bad for them or whatever the case is. So it's easy. Like, it's not hard for them. But I know one thing, it heightens your curiosity. You become more inquisitive, like Lori was saying. You think about it more, but not really. I guess you think about different ways and creative ways to do it when it's your turn to do it. Like, it just, you have no idea how clear your mind becomes and how much you think about, you know, random little stuff when you're not doing it. Like, my one girlfriend, she was celibate. Oh, my God, at one point it was like 5 years. And she's, oh, yeah, I'm in the Kama Sutra now. Like, are you serious? Yeah, I'm reading books about different positions, different things, different that. And she's preparing for when, you know, it's her time.
Wow.
You know, well, and then her thing was like, I've never met a person that I thought was worthy of even, you know, sleeping with thus far since I've been, you know, in this celibacy mode. She was like, oh, yeah, I would. If I met somebody that I was in tune with, I would, but half the people I come in contact with, we don't even get that far. So it's just like I said, I can't say everybody should do it. It's this, is that. Everybody has their own opinions. It's what works for you. But I'm just saying, if we were more cautious of what is going around and in the things that are, you know, in our everyday lives, we might think about this as an option. And it could prevent a lot of the things that happen to us, just period. Like, I'm not saying, you know what, I'm not telling everybody to be it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're going to, be selective about it, because you are worthy of better stuff. Like, everybody ain't worth, you know, getting y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't worth having mine either. It goes both ways. So I can't say that I disagree with you guys. I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from. But I'm just saying, if you, you know, just at least if you're going to do it, just be a little selective.
Amen. Amen. Let's keep the phone lines open. Kenan.
Yo.
Hey, man. I got to go to this 510 area code. They've been holding on very patiently. Caller, you have a 510 area code. Talk to us. Who is this?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Andy Brown. This is Letitia Cozy from the Bay Area, USA. I'm doing great. And, you know, I had to chime in because I saw the topic about closed legs don't get wet, and I mean, I'm in the celibate boat, so, and I have been for a while, and I'm okay with being here. I love being here because I agree with, is it Nika?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with Nika. Like, I'm so selective that it's not even funny, you know, and I feel like right now, I feel like the world is just out of control. And I feel like, you know, the influence, I'm in the entertainment industry also. And so I feel like there's a heavily, the entertainment industry does influence, like, for people to be, like, just way too much overly sexually active and sexually aggressive. I was married before. I got married when I was 18. I was married for 10 years. I never cheated in my relationship at all whatsoever. And it wasn't my relationship prior, my prior marriage didn't affect my decision to be celibate. It was just that, you know, like Nika said, when you have sex with someone off top, it kind of clouds things. Like, you can meet that person and y'all have a couple cool conversations, and then y'all have the sex, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's either he done found out that it's, you know what I'm saying, that it's really popping. And so that's all he's trying to get to. All of a sudden, he ain't got no conversation no more. You know what I'm saying? So, it goes, vice versa. So I feel like, and plus I'm an only child. So it's like I know myself on the inside and on the outside. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I just feel like celibacy for me is the best way because it gives me the time to get to know my mate. Sex is not everything, you know, because just like as you get older, your beauty fades and such like that, so does your sex drive. You know, so at the end, my partner, I want to be with them forever. So I know that there may be a time, you know, a time may come when he's not able to perform. But as long as everything else is in place, we have an understanding, we're able to communicate, you know, maybe we're good at doing business together, then that right there outweighs the sex alone. Like, the sex is not everything. It really isn't. It adds to it. Now, don't get me wrong. It adds to it. It can add to the relationship, you know, and take it to another level. I feel like once you get to know your mate and you guys have a spiritual connection, you know that person, you know, on the inside, on the outside, you can talk to that person about anything. Once you do come together, the sex is beautiful. You know, you have that kind of sex where you be crying, you know, and you feel like you're floating and like you levitating. Have you had that before? Because I have, and that's what I'm looking for.
That sex so good you can't close your mouth.
Hello. Woo-wee! Yeah. You know, you're crying and you're all of that type of stuff, and you just feel, you can feel like you connected, you know, as opposed to just coming together, you know, y'all smacking bellies and then, you know, y'all off to the, you know, on to the next one, like Jay-Z say. You know, and it's a lot of that going around. It's a lot of that going around, and it's, you know, it's empty. You know, at the end, it's empty, because then you go back and you're regretting what you did, you know, or either you're regretting what you did, or either you putting that person into the they don't count file, you know, because now you're concerned about your numbers going up. And like I said, some of these women out here, they can say that, oh, the sex, yeah, sex, and you should test drive the car and all that. I mean, if that's how you feel, I mean, that's how you feel. But me, I know, even when I went to go pick my car, I didn't test drive a whole bunch of them. I knew which one I wanted. And I was like, I want that one.
Okay. Beautiful. Miss Cozy, you hit the nail on the head. That's a beautiful call. You can call.
Look, I did two snaps standing around the world, honey. Get it, girl.
Right on. I believe no one could have said it better. However, not everybody's going to agree with that. Keep that in the bay, because we're going to have to come out there and holler at folks in the bay once we start doing a little traveling. I want to take it to the ATL, if y'all don't mind, because I know we're almost out of time, but we're going to get as many calls as we can in. Closed legs don't get wedged. You might not get married if you can't get none. Caller on the line, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is a good friend of Miss Nika's. This is Chi.
Hi, Chi.
Hey, honey. How are you? And I just
good.
Was on my Facebook, and I saw this topic, and I was like, oh, I need to listen in, because I think that is the most foolish statement that I have ever heard, that closed legs don't get wet. The young lady who just spoke before exactly hit it on the head, because so many people out here giving it up and feel unfulfilled and feel used because they think they met a person that they connected with, and, you know, they may not have given it up the first couple of dates, but maybe a few months into it, they think they really connected only to have sex with a person, and then that's all it becomes about. It's just about the sex. What's wrong with getting to know someone on a true level? Because, see, it takes a while to get to know somebody, and just as we're getting older in age, you know, sex isn't the biggest thing that's out there. Not to say it's not, that it isn't great, because I'm on Nika's side. It's great. But I just turned 37 this week. Sex is great, but that's not what I'm looking for right now for myself. I have this whole theory about meeting people. In the first 90 days, you can meet somebody, and they're just giving you the showroom image. So you can return them with no receipt, anything, and you'll be fine. If you can make it to the 4 to 6 month phase, you're starting to break through levels. You're starting to see, try to get to know, you know, you're seeing little things come out. If you can make it past that to the 6 to 9 month level, that's when the true person starts to come out, because you can't hide your real self for that long. And if you can get beyond that, that might actually be the person that you're supposed to be with. But if you're jumping the gun and you're just, you know, first 3 months jumping in there, you're wasting your time with a whole lot of people where you can have a more meaningful relationship to really get to know somebody on that intimate level and have that floating sex where you, you know, passed out on the bed like they were talking about earlier, if you just wait.
Okay. Now, let me ask the question that a caller had brought up earlier from Kansas City. Everything is going well between y'all, but what if he is having sex with someone else, just not you, but you're getting to know him in that time?
Well, see, this is the thing. You can date people, but if you're not, it's a difference in dating and being in a committed relationship. If you're dating, that's a different story. If I'm dating somebody and that's the get to know you process for me, and he's out doing his thing with somebody, that's him doing it with that person. And what I'm selecting for myself is what I'm selecting for myself. Now, if we've decided to come together and make that step that we're going to be in a committed relationship, that's a whole different animal, because that's just cheating. Now, there's ways of being intimate with someone without having sex with them. And to me, the mental stimulation of and those kind of, not games, but there's things you can do without fully engaging in intercourse. And I'm not talking about oral sex or anything like that. There's very intimate ways to be with somebody that leaves them wanting more. And if you really took the time to get to know a person, know their personality, that's what you're really attracted to, and you would want to wait till you get to that point to where you really know them fully, so that you can have an awesome experience. Because you can have random sex. You can have sex with anybody. I mean, if closed legs, if you're looking to marry, then you're looking for more than just sex.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You know, you're looking to get to know a person. Sex cannot necessarily pay the bills. Sex cannot be supported when trials come through your life. You know, if you're looking to marry, because if his closed legs won't get wet, but if the man is out there looking to marry, it's not going to just be about how she is in the bed. It's going to be, is she my teammate? Is she supportive? Can she be my partner in all things?
You know, I think that's a wonderful point that you brought up.
And I'm also, I should have done this early, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. I want to address what the chat room is saying, because the chat room has been out of control all night long. Those who are in the chat room, it is full. It's like a pot of stew up in there. And someone even brought up the point that, you know, let's say you get to know someone for 6 or 9 months, and on the 10th month you have sex with them, and bam, it's over. Did you really get to know that person?
I mean, that's a personal choice. I mean, only you can gauge. You know, in that investment of time that you spent going out with that person, and I'm not talking about just you tweeting them all day or you text messaging or you only talk to them on Facebook. You have to spend time knowing the person in person, being around the people that they're around, and if you can get to that level, being around their family, that tells you about the character of that person. Now, you do have some people that's going to sit around and treat it like a game. Oh, well, she's not going to give it up, so give it up quick. Okay, let me play this out and see what happens, and then, you know, I'll vote when I get something. Now, you have some people who have time for that. Most people I know don't have time for that. You know, you can easily disqualify somebody in the first 6 to 9 months just off their conversation or even the people they hang around with.
Indeed, I would agree with that. I'd even cut that down to maybe 2 or 3 conversations.
I mean, really, because
yeah, that's real tough.
A week.
He said a week. But that's true. I mean, who has time to be really sitting around? If you have a goal to be married, then there's easy ways to disqualify people who are not on the same path. If that's not what you want to do, there's no need for you to date me. I'm not a casual kind of girl.
I like that. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I know we're at the end of the show, but I know we still have callers who want to chime in. Nika, Kenan, I got to go to this caller and keep it right here in the heart of Dallas, Texas. They've been waiting patiently on the line, and I have a caller who would like to chime in. Caller, your phone number ending in 2216, I believe, Dallas, Texas. Caller, are you on the line? You don't have to get shy now. It's okay. If you have nothing to say, I totally understand. But I would like for you to share your opinion. So let's ask you one more time. Caller out of Dallas, Texas. They decided not to get in this one. But that's okay. That's all right. I have been thoroughly enjoying this show. Nika Keenan, I hope you have too.
Yes.
This is the topic. Keep it real. Anything you well, you know what, that caller did decide to come on in. Caller 2216, you're there.
Oh, I was there. What's up, fam? How you doing?
You good, bro. Talk to us.
Man, I've been listening to what y'all been saying and really good show and everything. So I guess to answer the question, do clothes legs get wet? And to answer that question, as far as I take it, is no, from what I'm getting.
Okay.
I mean, is that where we at with this?
That's where we at with this, brother. Real talk, real men. Come on in. Is there a reason why you believe that?
Well, it's because, you know, men need, you know, the sexual fulfillment. You got women's needs and you got guys' needs, and that's just one of them. So, I mean, you give a good week, maybe a good 2 weeks at the most.
What?
And after that, then it's a wrap.
Okay.
Well, let me help him with that, too, because he's really correct on that 2 to 3, 4 week thing. Later, y'all have to remember, you know what I'm saying, that there are so many, and I'm giving compliments here, you know, so you can take this how you want. There are so many good women out there to that a guy can date 5 or 6 women at one time just to see which woman is great for him, you know, when he starts looking. So one of those things is, hey, you know, this right here, he may be saying, yeah, this sex is good for this woman here. She's a good woman, but that's all she's good for me. You know, so, you know, I mean, I hear y'all saying, you know, you can wait and all that, but truth be told, look at your pickings. Look at your choosing. You do what you feel is best for you. But, you know, we're looking at it as, okay, I want peace of mind. So the young lady is going to give me the most peace of mind. I'm going to kick it with regardless.
Exactly.
If she gives me the booty tomorrow or 2 months from now, if she gives me peace of mind, I'm going to wait. If she wants me to wait and she don't trip on me on no petty shit, I'll wait. But if she's coming at me with this petty stuff and she wants me to wait, man, she can get on. Ladies have to remember, a grown man wants a peace of mind at home. So whatever that woman is doing to give that man a peace of mind, he ain't going to trip on the booty too much because the peace of mind is going to be more important to him. Now, them young dudes, on the other hand, you know, hey, they're going to be about what they're about. But when you're dealing with a man, you cannot, booty cannot replace a peace of mind at all. I'm telling you, it can't.
Nika, your thoughts on this before we get out of here tonight?
Wow. You know, it's funny. Like I've been saying all night, it really depends on the people, you know, that are involved in the situation. I have several friends that are married who did not have sex prior to getting married to their spouse. And I have friends who have. Me, you know, for myself, I want something different. You know, I want that lasting relationship and I want us to connect in other ways more than just, you know, a sexual connection. I can't speak for the world. I believe that they can. I can't say every woman in the world could get married without, you know, doing it, but there are some that can. It just depends on the mate and the person that you pick. I'm just hoping, you know, after this show, people just think about it and really just start being selective, period. And we just kind of keep our eyes and ears open to what's really going on in the world. There's just a lot of us out here just kind of, you know, out doing our thing, not even thinking about the consequences that can affect us later on. And we all know what those consequences is, being a baby out of wedlock, some sort of disease, anything. You know, I've heard of situations where I know a classmate of mine from Grambling was killed from being with somebody's girlfriend or wife. So it's just like, it's so many things that are, you know, that attach to it. And I'm just, you know, hoping for the best for everybody. As for me, you know, mine will be closed at least for a little while longer.
Mika, what year did you went to Grambling?
What year did I go?
Yes.
94 through 98.
okay.
And Chi went too. Y'all probably know Chi. She went to grandma too.
I
why are you laughing? What is the What is the laugh about?
I'm just laughing, sweetie. I'm just how small the world.
Because this has been a great topic. This has been a great show. For those of you who are on the phone lines listening, go ahead and program this number in your phones, and be sure that you stick around. Tell your friends. Tell your folks. Nika is in Baltimore, Maryland. She's a Grambling State graduate. Tell us a little, and she told us a bit about her blog. Keenan is also here in Dallas, Texas. Keenan, what's going on with you, man? Tell us what's going on. You got anything going on with Cajun family?
Man, I got a lot going on. Right now, in 5 minutes, I'm president of the Grambling State, Grambling University National Alumni Association North Dallas chapter. We got a chapter meeting conference call in 5 minutes. Cajun family has a back in the days party on Saturday. We got a party next Friday. We're bringing out our Grambling graduate, bringing out his modeling company, showcasing it off to the public on August 7th at Hully and Moe's. So, I mean, hit me up on Facebook. You can get all that information, what's going on. All the Grambling folks on here, you know, we brought in Dr. Pope, the president of the university, to Dallas in almost exactly 1 month. So come meet your new president of the university, and let's get active and make sure our home university is strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a great show. Nika said some fantastic things. Keenan has joined in. We've heard from callers in California, Kansas City, Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, down in Florida. I mean, we're nationwide. I mean, you've heard it. You know the topic. Closed legs don't get wet. Next week, we're going to go in more depth. I know a lot of people are still going to be getting married in the month of July because it's just high. You see them with the flowers and the little kids running around and all that kind of stuff. But keep this in mind as we go into next week's topic, divorce. I said I do, but I didn't mean it. The divorce rate is just so high with us that what are we going to do about this? It's just become like it's just a norm thing to do. You know, how often are you with someone for maybe a couple, few months, maybe 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden they're no longer a part of your life. They're no longer on your family pictures and on your Facebook page. You know, y'all ain't got nothing to do with each other. And forbid there being any children that came out of that relationship that now have to suffer, you know, the distance between mom and dad because they can't get along. So what actually happened? Why go through that and then find yourself in that situation that you're wanting to get out of it? So closed legs don't get wed. You know, everything is going to tie right into one another as we jump into the next topic, and we're just going to keep the party hot. Just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do this, like I mentioned before, with Facebook, with Black Planet. Join the family. Join the community. HowWasYourWeekend.com. We'll keep you posted. We're going to have the blogs. The chat rooms are open. There are games to play. We're going to be giving out prizes here pretty soon. So we know your money's tight. We're going to have some gift cards coming. We family, y'all. We're going to take care of each other. That's just how we do. So I just want to say, you know, on behalf of Nika, behalf of Keenan, behalf of you know, the blog talk family here, HowWasYourWeekend.com. So we love you. To my frat, go mob. To my family, God bless. To the folks, we gone. And thank you for listening. BlogTalkRadio.com/HowWasYourWeekend. Join the community. Log in, listen, and learn. We out.